Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The great scholar Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala who said, "Min a'zam al-masa'ib an ya'rifa ar-rajul li nafsihi taqsiran fa la yubali." That a person, a man, he notices, he realizes, and he understands that he has a weakness. We all have weaknesses. But a person knows he has a weakness. For example, he suffers from pride, or he suffers from jealousy, he suffers from anger, whatever it may be. He knows he's got that weakness. But he says what is even a bigger calamity is to know you have the weakness and you don't care about it. You don't do anything about it. You know you have a malady. It's like a person who has a medical problem, or he has a sickness, he has a disease, he has an illness, and he doesn't care, he doesn't do anything about it. He doesn't control what he has to control, and he just doesn't bother about it. That's a person, we call him a fool, that you are not concerned about your health, that you don't take care of yourself. The same applies to the spiritual maladies. If you have identified a spiritual malady and you know yourself better than anyone else, you know what weaknesses you have within yourself. He says, if you have identified it, you know what it is, you must not ignore it. You must attend to it and you must rectify it. That's a weakness. He says it's the greatest calamity that you can face if you leave it and you allow it to take control over you, and you allow it to cause disaster, and you allow it to even perhaps damage your own self and the lives of others. May Allah grant us understanding.